The president hasn't been sitting on his laurels, though. Yes, he is campaigning. Yes, there's lots of criticism that the wheels of government have ground to a halt while politicians crisscross the country and campaign for your votes in the local government elections. But there was a call this week between entrepreneurs and the president. And I know this because I saw Kit van Sail on LinkedIn talking about it. And you were part of this meeting, Kit, with the president, talking about the woes and troubles of the entrepreneurial sector. Take me through the origins of the meeting and what you think it might have achieved.
Bruce, yes, good evening. It is 10 days before the election, but whatever your political views, you have to acknowledge that to make South Africa more competitive globally, we need to foster innovation, encourage high-growth businesses to grow, to create jobs at scale, and ultimately increase the tax base. So for a number of years, some organizations in the ecosystem, as we call it, have worked selflessly and relentlessly. The Digital Africa Collective, Simadisa, Saska, Endeavor, Grindstone Accelerator, Alan Gray Orbis, to name a few, the SASME Fund. And ultimately, the president acknowledging that step change is needed in the knowledge economy, in the entrepreneurial direction, to address South Africa's unemployment challenge. So reached out to a number of these organizations which are all leaders in this field and say, let's have a chat. What do you suggest? How do we take this forward?
I've seen lots of positive feedback to your message on LinkedIn this morning. I also saw today a presentation that was compiled by the presidency entitled Enabling the Growth of Entrepreneurs, a summary of input from organizations working to support entrepreneurs and small businesses. There's a huge amount of awareness within the presidency of the issues, and you would have amplified those issues to the president directly. I mean, if this guy was a juggler in a circus, he'd be juggling 100 balls at any one time. Do you think this sort of intervention, this sort of discussion has any positive long-term effect at all?
Absolutely, Bruce. There are naysayers, but ultimately we do have constraints to growth in the country. If you look at it from what are these constraints, there are regulatory barriers for, administrative issues that companies have to grow. There's lack of funding available for businesses in general, but specifically for high-growth businesses. It's a bit of an uneven playing field. If you're a small business, you have the same lens of DE, employment practices, et cetera, as the big businesses have. And ultimately, there is a interesting skills gap, where in the digital economy, there's actually an undersupply of skills. South Africa having an unemployment thing. So basically having a look at, what can we do? Whether it is a little bit topical for election period or so, I do believe there is a long-term swing through on things like a startup act, a set of measures that can govern how we can help to innovate and grow and make early stage businesses contribute more meaningfully to the thing. Exchange controls, very difficult to go cross border or for money to flow in, because it's protected here. There's limited venture capital, digital skills shortage. How do we address these things? So, it has to be addressed. Ultimately, we have amazing entrepreneurs in this country, and we need to support them for growth.
Absolutely. Kit, I'm delighted that the conversation happened. I'm delighted that this awareness is there. I'm just hoping it does translate into real tangible change for small businesses and for small business owners and for the people who empower those small business owners, people like Kit, who make funding available to those small businesses so that they can grow. Absolutely. You add that into the mix on the and Portia Darby, I think, is got her head screwed on. And I think she's absolutely understands the issues that Transnet faces. But, if you don't have a functioning support system of proper courts and proper policing, you then don't have the mechanisms that prevent the sorts of large scale, I'm going to call it terrorism, the large-scale theft that affects the direct operations of South Africa's most, the backbone of industry in South Africa, the backbone of imports and exports.